Unit 8, page 70. Exercise 3.
Upcycling. Reusing our waste creatively. In the past, we threw all of our waste in the rubbish. In fact, most people used the same rubbish bin for all types of waste, including paper, plastic and glass. This resulted in large landfills that damaged the environment. We now know that we need to change our habits in order to protect the environment. If we don't practice responsible waste management, we will destroy our planet. Reducing waste and recycling is everybody's obligation. We can do more with our waste, however, than simply recycling it and buying something new to replace it. We can also think of completely new uses for our waste and avoid throwing things away at all. This helps save energy and natural resources and reduces air pollution. This is called upcycling. Upcycling is a creative and intelligent approach to reusing our waste. There are many ways to upcycle, and you can do it from the comfort of your own home. Painting old chairs and tables, or making new cushions for your sofa with material you have in the house, gives your furniture an original feel. Finding different uses for items in the house also balances our consumption and can stop us from buying new products that we don't really need. You can find a lot of great ideas online, like making bookshelves from old ladders, using glass jars as vases, or giving an old vintage suitcase a new use as a table. One of the best things about upcycling is that you don't need to spend a lot of money to do it. You probably have a lot of the materials that you need at home. The idea is to stop seeing waste and start seeing new ways to creatively reuse the things that you already own. Upcycling also has health benefits. It means you have to move and think, which is good for your body and your mind. Additionally, when you create a unique item, it gives you a great sense of achievement. So what are you waiting for? If you take small steps to change your habits, you will contribute to reducing environmental damage. Start living sustainably today.